Chicago, morning, a poor little baby child was born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, out of Madison, on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. I'll tell you, an issue, this is a very, you may look on this and you go, ah, this is inside baseball budgeting. Well, it's a lot more than that. One of the things that has always bugged me about the way this Congress operates, and especially the vandal Republican majority who keeps sticking a stick in the spokes on everything, simply trying to embarrass Joe Biden, is the way they won't pass a budget. They won't pass a debt extension. They'll wait till the very last minute, sometimes 12 hours before the expiration, before we default on our paper. And they go, oh, okay, well, we'll extend it 2 weeks or 2 months. You know, there's no company in this country, and certainly not one of the S&P 500, but no company in this country that permits this. That permits a board of directors and management somehow sitting there and chuckling and doing this year after year after year. Well, this has come to a fore. The commandant of the Marine Corps, General Berger, finally stepped up and he said, you know, this, by the way, are called continuing resolutions. He said, continuing resolutions are backward-looking, destabilizing, and decelerating. And he could have said demoralizing for the troops out in the field. The thing is, the year after year after year, it's been going on. They wait till the very end. People are uncertain about pay increases. They're uncertain about procurement of weapons. They're uncertain about procurement of new ships, new planes, and so forth. And there's just never a budget. There's never a budget. Suddenly something, a continuing resolution, it's called CR, hammered out in a few weeks, sometimes in a few days. They go, okay, well, let's take last year's and add 1%. Well, no, 2%. Well, no, 1.5%. Now, the thing is, the National Defense Authorization Act did get approved. It did get approved. But the commandant of the Marine Corps has finally spoken out. He said, we should be doing a biennial budget. This should be done in a orderly fashion. This should be done in a traditional accounting fashion, generally accepted of principles. What are we going to spend? Yes, there may be a deficit. Deal with it. It's been going on for a while. What he didn't say is the last president and one of the only presidents in recent history who generated a surplus, there's no budget deficit. There's a national debt that had been put together over the last 100 or more years, but no deficit that year is a surplus. You know who that was? Bill Clinton, 1999 and the year 2000. He was attacked by the Republicans for doing it. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial saying that that was a dangerous, bad thing because a little debt is needed for a sovereign state. You must understand something. The Republican Party will always attack a Democratic president no matter what he does. And if he does something, and what Clinton did was a miracle, was he had a good, strong budget, people were prosperous, and he ran a surplus, they said that was bad. If there's a deficit, they said that's bad. If it's a deficit by a Republican president, they'll say, well, that was inevitable because of bad things by the Democrats. There is nothing, there's no criticism that a Republican can make that isn't quite frankly fraudulent. And yes, there are individuals who are good. Liz Cheney is good. Adam Kinzinger is good. There are people with character in the Republican Party, but not enough of them. And I'm talking about the leadership. The rank and file are Americans who happen to vote Republican or they're independents, and that is their right. There are fellow veterans, there are fellow citizens, there are family members, and there are friends. I'm talking about their bad leadership. So I stand with General Berger, quite frankly. I don't know how you can reasonably disagree with him doing these last-minute continuing resolutions. You know, the government is hanging by its fingertips from the top of a small building, and people are sitting on the ledge going, okay, well, let's grab them up here for what? Another 8 weeks, and we'll have a continuing resolution and add 1%. Come on. How about, you know, the Republican Party has always said stuff like, we got to run government like a business. Well, first of all, that is ridiculous. When it comes to running it like a business or like your household account where you have a, quote, budget, if you tried that, they're the ones that would veto it. They're the ones that would filibuster it. They are the ones who would filibuster it. I would say, fine, sit down. We want a two-year biennial budget. Here's our proposal. There's your proposal. One of the funniest movies I ever saw is a movie called Dave. I don't know if you ever saw it. I mean, it's a low-grade comedy. It's very funny. But the premise is the president dies, and there's something suspicious about it. So they find a guy that looks exactly like him. Looks exactly like him, like his twin out of Sheboygan. And the guy gets stuck in as president, and they say, you just keep your mouth shut and do what we tell you. So he's looking over the budget, and he calls up a buddy of his in Sheboygan, who's an accountant. He says, you got to get out here and do something. Sheboygan accountant goes out there, spends the night, and comes up with a real budget that's balanced. And then they introduce it at the cabinet meeting, and everybody has a heart attack. Well, the Joint Chiefs of Staff clutch their hearts and all. It's very funny. I mean, but the point of the matter is, there's a difference between comedy and humor, and there's another difference between brinksmanship coming up to the end, and General Berger is exactly right. Continuing resolutions, that's these last-minute, 11th-hour tricks that they do to try to gin things along for 2 months or something. Continuing resolutions are backward-looking, destabilizing, and decelerating, and they're not good for the morale of our armed forces. And that's just the defense part of it. They're not good for everybody's morale. And every international investor sits back and they yawn. They go, oh, well, the U.S. is not going to default on its treasury notes. They won't do that. Well, Cruz would do it. Hawley would do it. Rubio would do it. You know who would do it is Lindsey Graham, little Wormwood. He's gone back and forth and knifed allies and embraced friends and then other friends and then knifed enemies. I mean, there are people in there with no character. So you've heard it from me. We'll see what good it does. But it's about time we had a biennial budget. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And his mama cried.